Zohar Chok Yisrael, Parshas Vayetzei, Day 4. An excerpt from 163a. It says by Yaakov, when he was herding the sheep of Lavan, and he set in place the sticks that he had peeled in the little water canals. Opened up Lazar, the discourse, and said, Pasuk Mishlei, Proverbs 9, Im Chochamta. So Shlomo says, if you are wise, Chochach Melech, you became wise for yourself. If something is good, it'll benefit yourself. Latzta Levadchotisa. And if you were a scoffer, so you alone will bear. In other words, you're just causing problems for yourself, and you're responsible. Im Chochachta Chochach Melech, being wise for yourself, meaning you benefited yourself. Tochazi, you come and see new light. Vailin and Chayve, Amma, woe to those wicked in the world. They don't know, they don't pay attention to the words of the Torah. The Kadin and Mashkichin, when they pay attention to it, begin to lay slow and sechusando, because they don't have any understanding. Words of the Torah appear in their eyes as if they're all empty things. There's no benefit in them. And it's all because they are empty from knowledge and from understanding. The Gemara says, if it's empty, it's empty from you. Because the words of the Torah, they're all things that are high and precious, high from the surrounding light and precious from the internal light. And every single word it says about it. Also in Proverbs 3, it's more precious than precious stones. And all the things that you might want, don't compare to it. And all those fools that are closed of heart, they're fools enough from that understanding relating to surrounding light and closed apart from the internal light. When they see the words of the Torah, lo die alone, it's not enough for them, lo yodi, that they don't know. But they say, dinan milan regimen, there are things that are defective, things that there's no benefit in them. And it's only because they're lacking of connecting with the surrounding internal light of the Torah, which connects us with Hashem. Vailone, woe to them. Hashem will demand from them the insult of the Torah, which means Hashem will stand up for the Torah and say, why did you insult the Torah? It's anshun onshu demardi mereihon, to be punished with the punishment that they rebelled against their master. Maksiv, Bereis, what to say about the Torah? Gilo dover verei kumikem, because it's not something empty for you. But if it is empty, mikemu ihu, it's from you. The emptiness inside of yourself, but the Torah itself is complete and perfect. Bereis, akula malya mikola von intonin imargolin yikirin, because the Torah is completely filled with all precious stones, all good stones and precious gems. Mikol tovin d'alma, worth more than all the good things in the world. All things you might want, don't compare to it. And how could they say that it's empty? Shlomo Malko Omar, Shlomo Melech said, if you came wise, chacham tolach, came wise for yourself, to kadi yischachem by nosh b'raisa, because when a person is wise in the Torah, to el tadilehi, it's his own benefit. Because when the Torah is not able to add one letter. So the Torah is so perfect, exactly the way it is, so if a person merits and wise in the Torah, so he'll benefit from something that's complete and perfect exactly the way it is and be able to straighten himself out. But if you scoffed, you yourself will bear it. Of course, the Torah will not be lacking from its thought at all. And his scoffing is for himself and be left, be lost by it from this world and from the world to come. Therefore, a person should always seek to acquire the chokhmah, the true wisdom of the Torah. To this, he's only helping himself and benefiting himself. And that's the true benefit of a person in this world and in the next.